This is how I heal in the highest possible of frequencies, using your mind, your greatest healing tool, when you're in your most relaxed state. Just start to make a little curve, as if there's a bit of dental floss going through your waist right now, and I'm just moving the shoulders from side to side, and with the crown open and all of the chakras wide open now, imagine that the other chakras of the body are also opening up. You take your hands and you will place them on your lower belly. Now I ask you to do this because that allows the connection of the mind and the body to take place, because there is a sensation of feeling. And welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, in today's episode, I have a treat in store for you. It is one of my all-time favourite practices, to meditate. And it is something that we all know about, we've all heard about, you've probably had someone recommend it to you. And the number of times in clinic, people say to me, I've tried meditation, but I can't do it. And they give up. And it's such a shame. And the reason why is because we ask ourselves to go from 0 to 100 far too quickly, and we don't transition. That's the trick that we're not doing. So what I'm going to give you today is meditation Katie Brindle style. It's really, really simple when you know how. All you have to do is bring in this little transitional phase between that brrr kind of sensation of ah that we're going out of into, which is what how I describe as exhausted yet restless, which is that horrible feeling, and a lovely little transition, which only takes a couple of minutes, to take you into that really lovely divine state of relaxed yet energized. And that is what the gift of meditation is going to give you. And all you have to do is watch this really wonderful free meditation, which will teach you everything you need to know to take advantage of this brilliant and free healthcare practice. So join me as I give you an introduction to meditation Katie Brindle style. This is how I heal in the highest possible of frequencies, using your mind, your greatest healing tool, when you're in your most relaxed state. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. Make sure, first of all, that you're really comfortable. Find a sacred space in your bedroom, in your sofa, anywhere at all, where you know you won't be disturbed and you feel really warm and really relaxed. Many ladies lie down entirely and often fall asleep, and they allow it to purely go into their subconscious, and others are sitting in a comfortable chair. It's totally up to you. But the most important thing is to be relaxed and warm and ready to nod off. Now, assuming that you're sitting, you take your hands and you will place them on your lower belly. Now, I ask you to do this because that allows the connection of the mind and the body to take place, because there is a sensation of feeling, so that the endless chattering monkey mind will allow itself the energy frequencies to descend down into the heavier body. So placing your hands on your lower belly is a good way to start. If you're feeling that you're used to that, then another way that people like to do this class is to use what we call a mudra. And a mudra is a hand position. My favorite ones are either the thumb to the index finger or the thumb to the ring finger. There are different reasons for both, and I would just advise you at this stage to just relax and work which one feels better for you at the time. I can explain more about the different hand positions actually in the class itself. Also to bear in mind that Catherine, my right-hand woman, is very much present in those classes and able to give you health advice whilst I'm leading the class. Many people talk to her during the course of the class about their own specific conditions to get further advice from us. There is also a forum that you can access at any time where we will answer your questions as well. Now, back to the mudras. So you can have your fingers here or here, or your hands down in your lower belly. Now all we need to do is start to relax. And the first thing that I like to get people to do is to move the body, because one of the key things when we're going into a relaxed yet energized state is that often we've come out of an exhausted yet restless state, which is how most of us feel most of the time. And to go straight into a relaxed state and expect the body to relax straight away is incredibly hard. So what we do is we just start to make a little curve, as if there's a bit of dental floss going through your waist right now. And I'm just moving the shoulders from side to side, moving the waist from side to side, creating a little bit of an S shape inside the body. Now, this is important, because the S shape is really how energy frequency cascades down from the farthest of the heavens above into the body. We call it yin visible frequencies. They are yin because they're dark, because they go so fast, the eye can't see them. and they move in spirals. So by allowing the body to just move itself in this way, you're encouraging that energy frequency to come into the body in its highest form. So already the body has started to receive the benefits of the practice before I've even started to lead anything at all connected to that specific moment in time. Now, the next process whilst we're doing that is to allow the chakras to open. The body is like a semi-permeable membrane. To allow these energy frequencies to come in, we need to allow the body to open up. It's not that the energy frequencies aren't there, it's just they tend to be bouncing off us because we're not receptive to them. And we need to allow ourselves to be receptive. So the easiest way to do this is to start to imagine that the crown of the head is just open. It's just open. Imagine that the crown of your head is simply not there. And that now with this shape of these spiraling energy frequencies your body is shaping, you're going to imagine that a cascade of frequency is coming down from the heavens above into your crown. Absolutely cascading down like a meteor shower of beautiful, bright, light, white energy frequency cascading down into your crown. And that you're imagining it coming into the body like a beautiful internal shower of positive, life-enriching, cell-unifying and cell-enriching frequency. In it comes, a divine dialogue of bliss and beauty and love. Down and down and down it comes, showering down through the crown of your head, showering into every single one of the trillion cells of your body. And with the crown open and all of the chakras wide open now, imagine that the other chakras of the body are also opening up. These chakras of the body are front and back. That will be the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus and the sacrum, front and back. And imagine that shafts of light are coming through those chakras immediately, that the body is now open, it's porous, and this light frequency can enter into these beautiful magical chakras, which in turn can absorb this light frequency straight into your organs and start to power it through every one of your cells. And lastly, we bring in the root which is down in the perineum, and that root chakra is now rooted down into the seat beneath you, or allowing yourself to feel the cushions of the bed beneath you. But that root chakra is connecting you down, grounding you down into the earth. In order to feel the full magnitude of this beautiful, blissful divine frequency, we need to feel grounded. It's imperative that the root chakra is feeling its way to the seat. And if you're lying down, you can just use your bum to feel the connection to the bed beneath you. But that grounding will allow the maximum capacity of light frequency into the body to heal. And last but by no means least, we open the nose and we are fully aware of that breathing coming in and out of the nasal passage. And now open the pores of your skin. Thousands of pores of skin open and behaving just like your nostrils. So as you're breathing in, all of this life force energy just comes into the body. Breath in, everything in. Allow yourself a few seconds for that energy frequency to permeate into every one of the 3 trillion cells of your body, and then you slowly exhale. And you imagine all of the negativity exiting out of the body like vapor, like a dark vapor releasing out of every one of your cells. And then you linger at the end of that breath, just allowing the body to release fully and reorganize itself into the new normal. And that breath in turn is slowing down the body, but also giving you maximum engagement to this beautiful energy frequency coming in and out of the body like a giant, great, universal concertina of healing. And with that mindset, you can start to heal, because this energy frequency, this light, and this imagination is key to healing the body. Whilst the body is in a deep state of relaxation, everything is relaxed, everything is absorbent, and everything is in beneficial state. Its maximum absorption is possible because the body is relaxed. And that's really what we do in the meditation. With that basic introduction, the body is now semi-permeable. And then I can start to lead your mind's eye imagination deeply into the energy frequency unique to that class and to the next 2 weeks that follow, allowing you to repeat the class again and again and again over that 2 week period at a time that suits you, to allow your body to deeply heal deep down in its subconscious. Deep down in its subconscious state, the body can then be reprogrammed and to get itself strong. So with that, Then all we do at the end of the class is close down. Now, many people fall asleep, and that's absolutely fine. I will always ensure that everyone is closed down from me, so that if you've fallen asleep and then you forget to close yourself down, I've done it for you. But those who are still awake, it's always worth closing yourself down at the end of every single one of these practices. All you do is you just imagine everything that I've just explained to go back into reverse. The pores of the skin go back to normal, just normal subconscious behavior. The chakras of the body close like lotus flowers in the night, and they just come back into the body as if they're just closing themselves down. You can now imagine that the crown chakra is just closing like a flower, and you can even imagine that you have a lotus at the crown of the head that's just in this closed position, that's just in a constant state of kind of low-level connection, so it's just permanently there. We can also ensure that the semi-permeable membrane of the skin and of the chakras is now closed, and that all of that beautiful healing frequency is now orbiting inside the energy and the matter of your body. The thing to remember to leave you with today is that there is one fundamental principle of Chinese medicine that we learn right at the beginning of class. When you go to the university, that is the first thing you're taught, which is qi or energy commands blood, and blood mothers qi. Now, what does that mean? What it means is that the energy rules the body. Blood is the body and energy is the spirit. But above all, where the attention goes, the qi flows. So where your attention is headed is what sends the qi to where it goes, and in turn the body follows suit. So i.e., you can heal the body through the direction of the mind and the flow of the energy. And that is exactly what we're doing in this class. So I look forward to seeing you in the next Healing Circle to help you on your healing journey. Thank you for joining. So if you're feeling stressed or anxious or overwhelmed and life is basically getting on top of you, then I've got a really good little product. It's called Stay Calm by Dr. Vegan. This unique blend combines the natural power of adaptogenic botanicals like ashwagandha, KSM-66 and rhodiola, along with essential minerals. 81% of people who have tried Stay Calm report that it effectively helps them handle stress and anxiety, making them feel less overwhelmed and more in control. It's designed to help your body maintain a natural balance while boosting energy and focus. All you have to do is go to drvegan.com and you will receive 25% off your first order if you put in the code BRINDLE25. Now, if you enjoyed that, which I hope you do, and you're feeling all nice and drowsy and blissed out, do please give me a lovely rate and blissed out review on Apple Podcasts and follow me on Spotify. Do please leave any comments on Instagram, TikTok and YouTube. And also there are more healing meditations on my website, which are available to you. So do please check them out so that you can take advantage of this brilliant self-care practice.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.